Lee, we got some a feel-good story, don't we?
We do indeed. And it's about one of our favorite topics, music. We're chatting to the founder of the Mzansi Youth Choir this morning. We're chatting to Yanni Zyman. Yanni, good morning and thank you so much for joining us. It's great to catch up. We've been following the Mzansi Youth Choir quite closely, and the Pride of Soweto is really representing South Africa beautifully on the world stage. I know you guys are currently traveling. Where are you off to?
The guys at the airport, Aleli, and to your listeners as well. The guys are currently at the airport. We're off to Dubai Expo, and we will be participating with some amazing South African artists in the wonderful Dubai Opera House, which cost, I think, about $350 million to build.
Good grief. Wow.
So Yanni, there's a story of a 30-year-old singer-songher, Night Birdie, her real name is Jane McQuesky, from the US. She performed an original song, It's Okay, and left everyone emotional. The judges in particular of America's Got Talent. And there's a sad story that followed. She was obviously dealing with cancer since 2017. And sadly, after getting the golden buzzer during her audition, she had to withdraw from the competition due to her health. But you guys, you were inspired. What inspired you to do to make the cover of the song?
You know, Charlie, she's touched people in every single country around the world with the way that she's handled herself. And it doesn't matter who we are, you know, our problems, our suffering are the same, our hopes, our dreams are the same. And on one occasion, she said, for example, even if there's 2% life in me, I can still make a contribution. And that's what we stand for. And that's why we, as our choir, our dream is to be remembered as a choir of substance, you know, not necessarily as a choir of prominence. And that's a sort of, because we associate with her and what she went through, we thought it would just be such a wonderful opportunity to do this for her.
Look, Yanni's Dumo Nyamezela, who's the music director of the Mzansi Youth Choir, said that, you know, as a choir, you guys were inspired by her incredible determination and her positive view on life. And I was just wondering whether you may have had the opportunity to meet or speak to her at all?
No, what was wonderful is when she reposted what we said on her Facebook page. And she said, thank you so much, Mzansi Youth Choir in South Africa, for the beautiful tribute. I was holding back tears as I listened.
Aww.
And how moving and what an honor. And she's already got more than 10,000 likes on her Facebook page for this and more than 1,000 shares.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely awesome. Yanni, just tell us, Mzansi Youth Choir, what are you guys planning for the future?
Ooh, we've got fascinating things coming. There will be a video coming out very soon on this particular song as well. We've got a number of very interesting collabs coming. There are a number of projects that we are planning, and that is to start community choirs and also choirs in Soweto for disabled entities and foundations. And there's a number of very, very interesting collabs. We are also preparing for our carols programs. We've been booked up to the 24th of December. So, yes, now there's some fascinating stuff coming.
It sounds exciting. So, Yanni, you know, in addition to seeing you tagged on Nightbird's official social media pages, where can one go to follow the Mzansi Youth Choir on social media?
Our handle is at MYC Soweto, and our Facebook page is My Choir, Mzansi Youth Choir, .co.za.
Okay. All right, fantastic. Awesome. Thank you. And all the best. May the choir enjoy Dubai. Keep it tidy, kids. And have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Yanni.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. And thank you.
Only
cheers, Yanni.
Cheers, Yanni. Bye-bye. And you have the guys now with their rendition of It's Okay. It's Mzansi Youth Choir.
Drove to California in the summertime. I changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems they would stay behind. was a stick of dynamite and it was just a matter of time. All day, all night, now I can't hide. Said I knew myself, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay to be lost. We're all of the lost and it's alright. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay to be lost. We're all of the lost and it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright. I wrote 100 pages and I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I drove through yellow lights and didn't stop at all. I didn't stop at all day, all night. Now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay to be lost. For all of the lost, and it's alright. It's okay.
We caught up with the founder of the Mzansi Youth Choir, Yanni, a few minutes ago, just before the song, their rendition of It's Okay. And what an inspirational story to lift the spirits and make us feel good on a Thursday.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.